Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
Unscripted sucks!
What's going on and welcome back to Unscripted. A lot can change on this podcast in a week, and a lot has changed on this podcast in a week. Because I am now a dog dad, okay? And it's weird enough to say that, let alone actually be it. So, this Saturday, either way, I fucking did it, okay? So, this past Saturday, I adopted an 8-week-old miniature golden doodle, and I named him Zuko. And I didn't name him Zuko after, like, fucking the anime thing or, like, the Avatar or whatever the fuck. I named him Zuko after Danny Zuko from Grease, one of the greatest movies of all time. Yeah, because some people seem to think that I named him, or they either don't know where Zuko came from, or they're like, oh, that's like the fucking like anime thing or whatever. I'm like, that's not it. It's like Zuko, like Danny Zuko from Grease. Hey, yo, Zuko. He's actually sleeping on the couch right now, so I'm gonna try to keep my voice down for this episode. Now I'm not gonna lie, I'm extremely tired right now, as you would imagine, from adopting a puppy. So this podcast actually might be like extremely short. But yeah, I did it. I actually fucking adopted a puppy, and I couldn't be more happier. He's the cutest little furball. He's the cutest little like energetic furball I could ever ask for. And before I go any further and tell the story, I want to give a shout out to the doodle dogs on Instagram. Let me make sure I'm getting that right before the doodle doggies. My bad. The doodle doggies on at the doodle doggies on Instagram. Southern Utah Golden Doodles, dog breeders. They were actually super helpful with this whole thing. It made everything super quick, super easy. Like I had literally texted. So I'll get into it, but. Everything, I want to give a shout out to them real quick for making this possible. Everything was super easy, super quick, super painless. And they were always available. You know, shout out to Kayler for being the man. Making everything, like, you know, having everything lined up and ready to go. So if you are in, you know, the Southern Utah area or out anywhere out west, you know, Vegas, California, or whatever. Anywhere near Southern Utah, then, and you're looking for a golden doodle, then not as cute as mine though, because that'll never happen. But if you're looking for a golden doodle, they will have they will have another litter. I think this fall, if I'm not mistaken. If not, then sometime in the future. But give them a follow on Instagram at the Doodle Doggies. So anyways, yeah, so the way that this happened, right, so I had the whole fucking mishap with that last fucking, puppy that I was trying to adopt from the adoption center, which is a rescue, and that literally went like so, that went, that went so far south, it wasn't even funny. So anyways, people were like, yo, you should look on, like, you know, instead of looking on, like, you know, adoption, like, adoption sites or, like, looking at these, like, whatever, look on Craigslist. And I was like, I feel like Craigslist is kind of, like, sketchy. Like, I feel like Craigslist just comes with, like, a prerequisite that it has to be, like, a fucking, like, you know, like, the dark web or some shit. I feel like everything on Craigslist is just, like, it's just, like, a scam, right? But... So I kind of was heavy looking on Craigslist for a few days, and I was heavy looking on Craigslist for a few days, and I didn't really see anything that like see any like dog or see any puppy that kind of like, caught my eye, right? And then I think this past Tuesday, I was like, all right, look, like this is gonna be the last time I'm looking, because this is getting like redundant right now. So I'm looking. I'm at work actually. I'm scrolling through, and I'm like, and I see this ad that says like, you know, like this little guy is still available. I had a picture of Zuko, And it was like, this little guy is still available. You know, like, met, you know, gave all this information and stuff. And here's the number. And, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I texted the number on a whim just to be like, because I'm having, like, I'm running into, like, bad luck after bad luck after bad luck. Excuse me. And so I kind of, like, texted this number on a whim. Like, I was interested, but I was kind of like, all right, this is going to be another one that doesn't go anywhere. So I text the number. I was like, hey, is the last Golden Doodle still available? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh shit. So now I'm kind of like, I'm ruminating about getting this puppy, right? So then he was like, are you interested? And I was like, that's when I started asking questions. And I was like, I started, you know, hit my friends up and being like, yo, so what do you think about this? What do you know about this? X, Y, and Z. And so I finally got, you know, picked everybody's brain and whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he's like, I just fill out this application. And then, like, I'll give you a call, like, tomorrow or whatever. Fill out the application that night. And then I talked to Kaylee the next day. I talked to him the next day, like, at, like, 10 o'clock or, like, something like that. So less than 24 hours at this point. And he was like, yo, like, yeah, like, I think, you know, you're a good fit. Everything, like, checks out. Like, you know, asked me a couple of follow-up questions. And he was like, yo, you can, if you want to, you can come get him this Saturday. And I was like, okay, I'm listening. And he was like, all right, just make sure you do this, that, and the third. And I was like, all right, cool. So now I'm kind of like, I wanted to, because the thing is, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't 100%. It was kind of like one of those things where, like, you want something, like, you really, really want something, but then somebody's like, here it is. And then you're like, do I really want this? So I kind of had to, like, think for, like, you know, a few hours. I took basically the whole day to think about it. And then I was just like, you know what? I want this. I want this puppy. But if I keep asking questions and, like, asking, like, you know, myself questions and then whatever the fuck, I'm the type of person that, like, I'll talk myself out of stuff, you know? I'll talk myself out of, like, big decisions. Like, whether it be, like, you know, fucking buying something or, like, do, like, whatever the fuck, right? I talk myself out of stuff a lot. So I was like, you know what? Let's just fucking send this, right? So I sent him the deposit. And he was like, all right, here, you know, here's my address. You know, hit me up on Saturday when you're on your way and shit. I was like, all right, cool. So now I'm hype, bro. I'm mad hype. I was like, the whole rest of the day, I was like, this is crazy. I'm about to, like, I kept saying, like, rather than, like, I'm getting this puppy, I'm thinking about getting this puppy, I was like, I'm getting this puppy. And, sorry, he was just moving around. Everything he does from, like, since I've got him, every sound he makes, every time he moves, I'm like, is he okay? Like, every time he makes, like, a little, like, bark or, like, a little, like, whimper or whatever the fuck, or, like, you know, any noise he makes, every time he moves, I'm like, is he good? Is he okay? But yeah, so I wanted to, you know, kind of do this until before I talk myself out of it. So I sent him the deposit, and then I went down there Saturday. I bought a bunch of fucking toys. I got a bunch of other stuff on Amazon. And so he was already spoiled from the kid didn't stand a chance. All right, he was already spoiled before he even got my car. So anyways, fast forward to Saturday, I drive over there, and I'm thinking in my head, like, yo, like, sometimes, like, I didn't want this whole transaction or whatever. I don't want to call it transaction. I don't think we're dealing dogs. I didn't want it to be like a whole, like, thing. As much as, like, as cool as these people were, I didn't want it to be like a whole, like, stay, come in, sit down type thing. Because then I start to get, like, sometimes I get, like, anxious and I get, like, weird about stuff. When it becomes like a whole fucking process. And but it wasn't. Actually, I rolled up and he met me out there and he was like, what's going on, bro? Like, you know, nice to meet you. And I said, nice to meet you too. And he was like, here's your little guy. And then she brought him out and put him in my hands, and he was like, all right, this is what you need to know. And then he gave me, like, some food, and he gave me a folder with all the information and stuff in there. and we took a picture, and then I put him in my car, and then we went off. And like I said, everything was mad easy, mad smooth, and like mad efficient. Once again, shout out to the Doodle Doggies on Instagram. Kaylor fucking hooked it up. So as soon as I put him in my car, I have like a puppy, like a doggy hammock in the back where like, so like, it's basically like one big like dog seatbelt. So you put him, it attaches to like the headrest, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's like a big hammock in the back. It makes your entire back seat like a huge hammock. So if you hit the brakes, the dog doesn't, you know, come flying up in the front seat, or, you know, get shoved down in like the fucking, you know, like under the seat, under the front seats, right? So I put him back there. I start driving away. And he immediately starts crying, and I'm talking to him. I'm like, "It's okay, buddy. Oh, it's okay. It's okay." And then he kept trying to like climb over the hammock, and so then I eventually had to pull over, and you know, put him back in the center of the thing. I kept driving again. I started driving again, and then he kept crying still. And then there's a space between the door and the hammock. There's a space between the door and the hammock where like you can like, where the, you can actually like, if you're small enough like he is, you can actually like slide down and like, you know, get around it and like, you know, get down to like the floor of the back seat. And he slid past there and he fell down to the back seat. So then I stopped my car again and I picked him up, and I was like, maybe if I just put him in the front, he'll stop, you know, whining and like walking around and stuff. So I took the towel that I had back there, and I folded it up and I put it in the front seat, and I sat him there, and I sat him in the front seat, and I got back in the driver's seat, and as soon as I walk around the car, I get back in, and I sit down, and he's looking at me, and he's just sitting down there, and he just looks at me with his tongue out, and it was the cutest fucking thing ever. I wanted to, like, literally, it was so cute, I wanted to cry. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I was just we just looked at each other for like a good like 10, 12 seconds, and I was like, yo, like, this is like my like fur kid now. You know what I'm saying? This is my puppy now, you know? And I think I don't know what he was thinking when he was looking at me, but it was the cutest fucking thing. And and then the rest of the way, so then I started driving. I was petting him as I was driving, and he knocked out. He fell asleep for the entire, it was about a 2 hour drive, and he slept for the entire 2 hours. Like, he was knocked out, didn't move, right? And then came back in. Sorry, then I got him here. You know, I got him back to my place. I carried him upstairs, put him down, gave him some toys and shit. The first thing he does is pee. And I tried to get him to like pee like before I brought him up, but he didn't go, which is, I was like, all right, it's been 2 hours. Like, he's definitely got to pee. After that long drive, he's definitely got to pee. But, as soon as I brought him up, he just peed in my living room. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even mad at you, kid. I'm not even mad at you, that kid. But yeah, man, like, it's been an interesting, like, last couple of days. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Zuko grow up and, you know, like, taking on this challenge of, you know, basically, like, you know, raising a little puppy by myself, you know, because it's just me. I don't have a fucking, I'm single, I don't have a wife, I don't have a girlfriend, and it's not going to be anybody else. It's just going to be me, you know, him and I, you know, and he's looking at me right now. He's so cute. He's the cutest little thing. But I will be 100%, like, I talk shit on this, like I said, I talked shit on this before. I talk shit on, like, people spamming social media with their dogs. And that's going to be me. Like, that's 1,000% going to be me. And I'm not even going to, like, feel bad about it. Because if I had a less cute dog, I'd probably be like, nobody wants to see this. But Zuko is the cutest fucking little golden doodle furball. And he's got so much energy. All he does is play. All we did yesterday was just play and sleep. And we just got back in about an hour ago from playing outside. And we were just running back and forth pretty much. I let him chase me and everything. And now he's like super. Now he's all worn out. Probably going to go back out there in probably about another hour or so. And play some more, come back in, play, just play. All he's been doing, he's living a life right now. He's playing, he's eating, and he's sleeping, you know? And I hope that, you know, I hope he likes me because I love him.
I love you.
Oh, he's just sleeping again. But anyways, I know that this is going to be on record. This is going to be the shortest fucking podcast that I ever have done. But I just wanted to get on here real quick and announce some news. That I have the cutest fucking golden doodle puppy to ever exist on planet Earth. And I'll be back. I'm going to have a guest next week. So, dude, I'm like so tired right now. Like my brain is just like fucking scrambled eggs right now. Also, I haven't drank in like any water in the past 2 days. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So this is gonna be this is a short one. This is the little nugget. I wanted to tell the story of how I got in here, and you know, I wanted to break the news. So, but I'm gonna have a guest next week, and make sure you follow me on Instagram at Dante_410. What is it? Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dante_410. And make sure you follow the Unscripted Instagram account at Unscripted Official. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/DanteTragicer. I actually took a season off of Madden because I wanted to focus on some school stuff. And I'm gonna pick it back up next weekend. But that's where that is. And then make sure you follow me on TikTok, TikTok.com/@DanteTragicer. I think that's like the fucking thing. Anyways, my TikTok is at Dante Tragicer. Anyways, that's the podcast for this week. It's a little short one, I know. But I'll be back next week with another new episode. Once again, shout out to the Doodle Doggies on Instagram for fucking hooking this whole thing up and for giving me the best baby boy puppy ever. So, that's it. I'll catch you next week with another new episode. Peace and love.